If I did it, yeah.
Yeah, if I did it. Yeah. Or some shit like that. I don't know, like, I feel like it was pretty funny that he stole his own jersey and got 10 years.
I know. Yeah. That's they were going to get it. They were going to pop him on anything. I felt better when he died. I know that's like
Were you really like really going through it before you got the news?
I was having a hard night, and then I woke up and I found out he died. I was like, I feel
really bad. Brightened your day.
It kind of did. Listen, you know, like he was a great man, but you know, I just hate football.
That's pretty. I mean, like, I wasn't glad when he died, but I was kind of sad, cause like
we talk about that.
Nah, because I just feel like you're like we lost like a murderer we could make fun of, like
true, yeah,
we did, like a guy, like
we lost fuel for the fire.
That's what we lost, a guy that we definitely know 100% killed somebody, got away with it, you know, was just living that experience, and then we were talking about it, and we're like, you know, I don't know, like yeah, it's sad that's. I hope it's not a next one. Because the OJ jokes never really got old to me. Like
never.
You ever look
he was
at
also neither did his wife. Twitter.
He what?
Neither did his wife.
Did you also say something about Twitter though?
I said he's been funny on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He has some tweets. OJ's had some moments. I'm trying to like think.
He put out a lot of videos.
Yeah.
He was like commenting under. Do you? I remember. I don't remember who it was, but there was some like someone who was accused of murder, and he was like, "Yeah, if you look in their eyes, you can tell 100% did."
I'm not gonna lie, like all of his Twitter videos I've seen,
mm-hmm,
like have like an underlying like very scary vibe.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wonder why. I wonder why.
I don't know what it is. Like it's just you look in his eyes, it's just so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all that football. Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Being on the field. That's what that was.
Okay, wait. I want to ask you something. But before we get into the question, welcome to Two Nosy Meerkats podcast.
Two Nosy Meerkats, you guys.
Hello.
Would you?
guys, today we have an amazing comedian on the pod. I'm so excited to introduce. We're going to get into it today. We're going to get wild and crazy. Keep it going for Michael Green.
Thank you so much.
We're very glad to have you. But my question for you is, are there any celebrities they haven't done anything, not accused of anything, but they give you a little bit of a weird vibe? Is there anyone?
Oh, Doja Cat.
Really?
Yes, I see it for her.
Bro, she scares the fuck out of me. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, yo, she got this tattoo of like this fucking mythical creature from like a medieval 1800s book
or
something on her leg. And it's like, it has like the face of an anteater. Like, okay, I've never like believed in the Illuminati, but I seen that shit. I'm like, bro, if anybody's in this shit, it's Doja Cat.
Wow.
100%.
Are you sure she's not just like a troll? Because she's in the chat room.
If she's a troll, she's a spooky troll. Like a very scary troll. Like
she's under the bridge.
Yeah.
She's not admitting.
She's asking you questions three. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. One that'll sneak up on you with some shit that you don't understand. That type of troll. She's not like a fun one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Who's a fun troll?
I would think a fun troll is one that's like, you know, grazing.
Yeah.
One that lays around, you know, chills.
Great. Oh, yeah, okay.
Like big logs.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Wait, big logs? Wait, what?
I you asked what a cool troll was.
I really understand what you're saying. Like, a troll that's like almost living a cow's life. Just chilling.
The Snorlax way of life.
I like that. Thank you for bringing the Pokemon up.
I will always do that for
I'm
you.
Close to that community.
Yeah.
You could have said Pokemon, Smash Brothers, Luigi, all of those things.
The big three.
Lucas, are you happy to finally be talking about boy stuff?
Oh my God, you have no idea how glad I am. It's been nonstop the L word talk for like 10 episodes. Yeah. Do you know what the L word is?
The show?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know why you would.
Dude, I've seen an episode. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not. Is it good?
No.
It was a show that came out in like 2004. It was the first big like lesbian soap opera kind of, and it's really, really
terrible.
It's like, okay, the things that should happen across an entire season that like should get enough air take about like 3 episodes each. So every plot line is really rushed. Mm. And if you watch like the L Word, let's say season 1, episode 3, and then you watch season 1, episode 7, you're not going to recognize half of the shit that's going on. Because they're just boom, 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 rushing into the next thing.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yeah. And?
Let me put my phone right here.
Okay. Yes.
One of my friends was calling me about hitting mics. I'm so, so sorry. I just had
to. No.
About hitting mics.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I respect you for acknowledging it and being very honest. That's you're a very honest person.
It was kind of like I was listening to this L Word talk.
Yeah.
And then my phone just kept ringing and ringing. I'm just putting it right here.
I respect you very much. You're a very respectful young gentleman.
If the L Word triggers you to not to want to go mic about it, to blow off steam.
Nah.
Yeah.
I understand. Even. I understand.
Maybe I would enjoy it.
I mean, I feel like no.
No?
No. Because the thing is, I think you have taste.
Okay.
And I'll say that to any lesbian's face.
Yeah, okay. You will. You've got you're real comfortable. Okay. Lucas is always running around yelling at lesbians.
I am. Mainly this one.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I ain't never yelling.
I love that you were like, I'm not touching this. Yeah, I'm not touching this.
Personally, like
I'm too young. I have too much in my future.
Well, I
I'm
see
not
you being much of a yeller. I feel like you don't yell.
You're not. You're a very gentle soul. You're a very gentle person.
Okay. Like yes. You okay. Know, but don't push me close to the edge.
Yeah.
What right? Do you like when you get close to the edge?
I get rowdy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that? What does rowdy look like though for Michael?
Like, I could be a real yapper in a mean way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I saw you roast.
That's what
you were killing. Not,
like, that guy, cool guy.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
What I'm saying?
Really cool. Yeah.
This was for the content.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just like to chill.
Yeah, you're a chiller.
You're a very chill guy.
Thank you.
What is your day to day life?
Yeah.
Okay, like.
Daily routine.
I'm gonna be candid with ya.
That's what we want.
I'm gonna let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so day to day, most times I'm trying to do comedy,
mm-hmm.
trying to be funny. I'm hitting mics, all of that, right? But like, let's say you know everybody needs a mode of a carrying currency,
yeah.
Right? So here's what I do: I wake up early in the morning, get outside, sell fake AirPods and Apple devices with my father. He is a convicted felon, and I don't want to see him go back. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're the babysitter?
I mean, low key, I am watch. I keep watch. And you know what's so fun? You will never see me doing this shit because I do stand-up comedy jokes and that will fuck up my face card. What if I go to Philadelphia again? And they're like, yo, somebody come to a show and then it's like, now I'm fucking body slammed on stage because I sold somebody for fake earphones, iPhones. I fucked it up, but that's what happens.
Like, yeah.
I'm also stuck on what is a fake iPhone and Android.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so I don't know if I should be saying the source, but I don't feel like this shit will fuck up his business, right? Like, okay, so
our audience is cool.
I'm also imagining the IRS having to listen through hundreds of episodes of just bullshit.
Oh my
god, this is cautionary. To get to the truth.
If yeah. I tell y'all this is cautionary, so you never get caught up, I don't believe you would be buying like you know strange technology off a random bald man anywhere, but. Like, if you were on the streets and you did that, here's how you know it's fake, right? When you open the AirPods...
Hold on. Why don't you turn the mic just a little up? Then, hold on.
Oh, thank you so much, right? Okay, so when you, like, connect the AirPods,
mm-hmm.
it, like, I don't know, somehow it connects regularly, but, like, day by day, they die in quality. Until you can't hear out the AirPods anymore.
Right?
I see,
but
I see.
The box is like regular. You get what I'm saying?
It's yeah. a good box.
So that, the you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's how it's hard to tell. And it looks like AirPods. And then the iPhones, I don't think them shits actually work. It's just a screen that turns on with the Apple logo. You know what I'm saying? Which is pretty fucking crazy. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
It's just a glitzed up Game Boy with no software.
Yeah, it's like it puts bread in my pockets, but I be feeling bad when I see him get out the car and then he's speaking to a family and it's just an old woman or something like that.
Oh my God.
And she's like, yo, you're such a great man. Cause I know that this nigga is not. You feel me? Like,
we're accomplices now.
Just a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit.
Your Honor, we're just small acquaintances or accomplices. Doesn't matter.
Your Honor, I plead trying to get big online.
Yeah.
I plead trying to put out good shit.
Your Honor, I plead content.
Yes.
You guys are too cool to snitch in my eyes. I just could see it. I don't think you would ever get in a court of law facing any amount of time and then tell on me. I just don't believe that.
I think that that's true.
It's also that we're just going to put this out.
But we are going to put this on the internet.
We are just going to put this out.
I ain't say no names.
We said yours, though.
We said your name.
Oh. You know what's crazy? Like, me and my father dead ass do share a name too. Like the exact, I'm a junior. That's crazy. We look a lot alike.
This is all a joke. This is all a joke. None of this is true.
Fake body.
He's a comedian. He's doing comedy.
This is just a jest. And even if it wasn't, there's not really anything illegal about selling fake technology. Because then at that point, it's your fault for being bamboozled. It's not
facts. Absolute facts. Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's your day to day. You're doing comedy.
We haven't gotten to noon. We haven't gotten to noon.
That's just the morning.
This is the morning.
That is the morning. Yo, I swear to God.
In the afternoon, you light houses on fire.
The funniest shit, bro. Well, we'll get to something like that. Okay. A raccoon fell through my ceiling. So
what?
I live with my mom. We're trying to move. Because the landlord is like very, you know, like weird about it. They don't want to help out.
Oh, God.
Raccoons be fighting in the roof.
Yeah.
Mad shit. Like, it's just silly household. But, yeah. Okay. I was with my dad.
So you live with your mom?
Yes.
Yeah, I live with my mother. I'm 21, so I'm trying to like.
Yeah.
To milk that for as long as I can.
Putting a pin in this, can I ask, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn, right?
Okay.
And I moved to Connecticut.
Okay.
I was in Connecticut for like a year of my life.
Okay.
But it was like, you know, very, like, probably like, I want to say like first grade.
Okay.
And I remember a lot about that time. It was like impactful. And then I moved to Queens and been there ever since.
Okay.
Like, leaving Connecticut. But I originally was born in Brooklyn Hospital.
Gotcha. Okay, nice. Okay. So we're back now in your apartment currently, and there's raccoons, and you're where are you currently in this issue?
I mean, like, the ceiling has been fixed. This happened a while ago.
Okay.
But my aunt was visiting and a raccoon fell on her in the living room. Craziest shit ever. She called me screaming.
So there's more than one raccoon, I'm gathering?
No. It was one raccoon.
Okay. Twice?
But that shit was like 3 feet.
Okay.
No.
Wait, the raccoon was 3 feet long?
It was like 3 feet. Raccoons are big as fuck.
Yes,
like,
they are.
Raccoons are big as fuck. And
oh my God.
They found a way to like weasel their way into my home, right? Because like a lot of the houses on the block are like, you feel me, all built at the same time.
Yeah.
Not really older. They're nice, but like, you know, it's not really secure, right?
Right.
So these big ass creatures crawl up your home and then they make a hole in that in your roof, partying.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy. But.
I went to college in the city and they tried to do like enrichment activities with us for orientation. So they were like, we're going to take you to Central Park and we're going to try and find bats like at night. And we didn't find any bats, but we did find a big ass raccoon. And then the trip leader pointed towards it and was like, wow, nature is so beautiful. Because it was the only thing we could find in New York.
That's hilarious.
It truly is. I just thought about how cute that raccoon might be. I really love animals.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I'm not going to lie. The raccoon thing was super fucked up. But I didn't like automatically was like, oh, like possums I think are gross. But raccoons, they're cute.
Interesting.
They're cute little creatures. Like,
what do possums look like again?
They got real close eyes, very long face. They're kind of like stringy. It's like
prehistoric like rats. That's what those shits look like to me. Like,
yeah, I'll show you a picture of a possum.
You just show me a picture of yourself.
Yeah,
I seen one.
Oh my god, what's your mom doing in my phone?
Whoa, shit!
Holy shit!
Our one subscriber.
Wow, mom.
Oh no, yeah, I'm sorry, Brenda. That was real rude of me. You're a gorgeous woman and nothing possum like.
You said Brenda.
My mom's name is Brenda.
Oh,
yeah.
He's talking about your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought my mom. Okay.
We never do you like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. No,
Thank
no, no, no.
Thank you so much.
I would never speak
Thank
about your
you
mom
so
that
much.
Way.
Thank you so much. I was thinking of a quip that I could
well,
say.
What was your quip?
Did you have a quip in mind?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you.
Resetting.
I feel like in 50 minutes, you'll be like, wait, there was the quip.
Yeah.
I think so, but it'd be too late at that point.
Open offer. But, so, okay. I still want to know your daily routine. So, that's your morning. Okay. What happens around noon, lunchtime-ish? What do you do?
I'm getting back, you know, like, the things that I enjoy to do outside of, like, doing stand-up is, like, absorbed the arts. You get what I'm saying?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very important.
New York is a great city for that. So, like, you know, if I can... Like, I just try to, like, walk around in the city. Because I've lived here all my life.
Right.
But stuff is always new. You get what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, I was doing a show, walked outside, smoke a little spliffy spliff, seen Jonathan Majors. I'm like, weren't you fucking canceled?
What'd he say?
He didn't say anything back to that because that's not what I said. I was lying about saying that.
Yeah.
But I seen him.
Yeah.
He
you
looked
saw him.
Me in the eyes and he said, peace, King. Scary as shit. He's scary. He's scary as fuck. Because I'm like, what made him feel like he should have spoke to me? You get what I'm saying?
That is weird.
Like, what vibe am I giving?
But he lost a lot of friends. He's trying to make new friends.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's trying to build a new entourage, maybe. Have you thought of that?
I don't know if I could start in that entourage.
Oh, no. I'm not saying you would do that, but I'm saying maybe he looked at you and he thought, this guy's got something. That he saw that in you.
You know what I think it was? I had a Malcolm X shirt on. And like some black solidarity shit. Because he said, peace, King. And I was mad confused. I was just looking at him sideways because I'm like, yo, there's no way this is fucking Jonathan Majors. You feel me?
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, bro, I see him on my phone, people not liking him. Come on.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
He did some stuff.
He's not a nice guy.
He killed Nicole Brown Simpson in 1994.
That was him?
Yeah. That was him.
Wow.
Yeah. He died yesterday.
You never really know somebody.
Like, yeah.
You never really know somebody. Yeah. And I just saw him and I'm just thinking, yo, like.
He has so much range. So much range.
He said, peace, King. And then he looked at you and said, if I did it.
He was with this. I didn't even look at the guy's face because, again, I was just so I was stunned.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm.
I was stunned.
Oh, yeah.
But he was with some guy. Like, he was a fly dude.
Yeah.
It was some white model guy. He was very tall.
Mm.
They were just talking about something. Seemed to be going back and forth. But he stopped that whole conversation to have a black moment. See, despite what everybody is saying, you know?
Great start.
I wouldn't say all that, but as a younger black man, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's got to feel a little flattering, and then you remember Jonathan Majors.
Oh, no. I'm not saying you can't take it as a flattering thing that he, chose to speak to you. That's all right to say.
I'm still split on it. I'm still split on how I feel about it 100.
For sure. Have you ever had another celebrity encounter?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
Oh, fuck. It's somebody else who I think has been canceled. You feel
okay,
me?
That's all right. Yeah.
So this is not a good trend. You feel me? But
I understand.
In high school.
You're attracting them.
Please don't say that.
No, I'm kidding.
Please don't say that.
No. We're making a joke. We're not actually saying that. But this other interaction.
I met Shia LaBeouf in high school.
We were gonna ask you.
We
about
were gonna
that,
ask you because that's
on your
that's
Instagram.
That's my first. He took my phone, and I kept that on my Instagram forever. Okay, I'm gonna give you a little backstory.
Oh, this is what we want.
Okay, so when I was in high school, ninth grade, I went around. I went to school around the corner from the Museum of Moving Image, right?
All in Queens, yeah, beautiful museum.
Yeah, it's in Astoria. This shit is wavy. Never was in it, but like, here's my relation to this museum. He did an art installation called "He Will Not Divide Us" when Donald Trump got elected, right? And one of my friends was like, "Yo, Shia LaBeouf is like it fucking behind the museum, just like near people. You feel me? He's just close to the people." Like, I was just coming off the holes high. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got some coughs. My fault. But I was just coming off the holes high. Like, I love that movie. Even Stevens was my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the holes high. The movie Holes. Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
Yeah, you were
great
confused.
Movie. Yeah.
It's just the way that I put the vernacular together.
It's a great vernacular.
As time goes on, people will get it. They'll
I knew what you meant because I also love the movie.
I love the movie as well. It's a great movie.
Yeah. That shit was great. But yeah. I was like, okay, this is an actor. Originally, I was super enamored with acting, stuff like that. Like, when I was younger, I was in an agency, but I never got any roles because my grades sucked dick. That's neither here nor there. The nigga Shia LaBeouf.
You didn't get roles because your schoolwork wasn't good?
Yes, bro. In New York, you need working papers. Like, the state has to sign off to be like, oh, like, if we take you out of school, you're not going to be like, come back and like fail or you know not be able to move forward.
Right.
I think in other states it's different. Like down south, I don't think they give a fuck about that.
No, right. They
don't.
Yeah,
New York,
no.
They care.
Child left behind.
I mean, if you stack in paper, who really cares? You get
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather can't read.
That's true.
That's
I forgot
very
about
true.
That.
Very, very true.
Have you seen like 50 Cent's like posts online? He's like,
if you could read one page of a Harry Potter book, nigga. Yes, I've seen that video. Classic internet moment. Yeah.
It's so good.
50 Cent.
He's one of the best shit talkers of all time.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a video I think everybody should watch on the internet. It's Floyd Mayweather on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the God. And they try to get him to read the cards, right? Like, it's like promotional cards. And he thinks heart is like really like a letter and a symbol. And he keeps like having trouble trying to read it because he doesn't know if like it's he's like, yo, like, bro, like it took Charlamagne the God like 30 seconds to read the prompt. It takes him like he never finishes, actually. Very, very crazy.
Oh my God.
But if you got a skill, fuck it.
That's true.
You
know what I'm saying? Shia LaBeouf, Museum Moving Image.
Oh yeah. He was there. He didn't change his fit for like 2 months straight, but he never stunk.
Wow.
Very fucking crazy. Very, very crazy.
That's some Illuminati shit.
I was literally thinking that. I was literally thinking.
Like, maybe he just had a fucking washing machine.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah,
possible.
Maybe he's washing the same
There are
thing
some every- people that truly have no odor. It's occasionally people
Two
that do not have
is
body.
Crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Is crazy.
I wouldn't recommend it, but there are people that.
People. Yeah. Like, I remember there was this one time, like, he chased it. Okay, so it was a camera. The way that the art piece was set up, it was a camera, said he will not divide us, live streaming 24/7. So you could walk up to the camera and say whatever you want. Okay, so like the crowd that started to attract was like super like alternative thinking niggas. Like I think Sam Hyde came at one point. Very, very fucking crazy. Like shit got bananas, right? But there was this one night that this dude came and he said some like Nazi slogan into the camera, and then like Shia LaBeouf like ran after him full speed. I was eating a foot long Subway sandwich. I almost dropped my fucking sandwich to see, you know, my childhood like fucking like, oh yo, like did the guy beat somebody up. You feel me? And he was like he ran to the dude's house. It was down the street, like very, very far. He was very fast. And the dude's dad was like, yo, what are you doing? He was like, fuck you and your Nazi son. I'm not gonna lie, like, oh, I hit the fucking thing. But I'm not gonna lie, like, sure, he may have had whatever moment he had since then, but I fucked with that. Because if you could say some shit like that to somebody who's being racist, that's a cool quality.
Yeah.
That's a cool moment.
He had a couple of good, like, he had a hard life. I don't know.
He did.
I know he did. He's been... He definitely is a bad guy, probably. But I think most people who do the kinds of things he did. I think he's like abuse, like
a troubled
abusive
soul. Hurt people, hurt
but
people.
He, yeah.
I do believe so too.
Yeah,
I think so too. I emailed him because I found out about the plot line, the Honey Boy.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, like I never knew that is this shit, bro. I hope you're okay. Nigga did not respond.
Oh my God.
He did not respond at all.
Wait, where did you get his email?
He gave it to me. Like,
wait, what?
Okay, so at first I had his phone number, right? I used to FaceTime him, but then like, you know, the I'm a grown ass man now. The young black child cuteness wore off. You get what I'm saying? So after a certain point, you don't just want some random like nigga calling your number like to talk about what, like, oh, how you feeling, shit like that, like just some random guy. It's cute.
Well, you're a very nice person for asking how he's doing.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm thinking from my perspective, if I was in those, I'm thinking about like a bag play. You get what I'm saying? I don't got time to have random conversations.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm doing some shit and I meet like a group and there's like, oh man, young people that look up to me, obviously I'll be nice. But to adults, nah, son.
Yeah.
You live your own life. Old people and children, that's it. That's the only people that get respect.
That's true.
Yeah.
Our ages, nah, I'm talking crazy to you.
Yeah. What I want to understand is like the first interaction you had with Shia LaBeouf. Like,
yes.
How did it get
Get your phone?
I'm not going to lie. Okay. So here's what happened, right? That was the second day. First day, I seen him, see a people crowded around him. They dick riding, to be honest, just to keep it short. But I was too. So like, we were all there.
We've all been there.
Vibe.
We've all been there.
You get what I'm saying? In the midst of it, right? But I see him and I'm like, yo, I can't wait till I'm on the level that you're on so I could touch people the same way just with my presence. And then he looked at me like, with like a face full of scorn, and he said, what the fuck are you talking about? You're already on that level. And he walked back through the crowd. That shit was pretty crazy.
Wow.
That shit was pretty crazy. And then he came back later and it was like, yo, come back tomorrow. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was just like, oh, yo, this is insane. Came back the next day, was eating a granola bar. Granola bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he snatched this shit out my hand and ate it. Very, very fucking crazy. I could have had mono. You feel me?
Yeah, you could have. So he snatched the granola bar, and then you guys start conversating.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wait, isn't that a little bit of an insult where he was like, oh, there's no way this kid has mono?
I mean, like, well, at that time, it would have been impossible. You get what I'm saying? I wasn't out here, you know?
Yeah.
And crazy.
Yeah.
And currently, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been in a relationship?
I have.
Okay.
Man,
how old are you?
PTSD memories just started flooding my brain.
Yeah.
Wait,
no.
How long did the relationship last?
That shit lasted like 2 years.
Wow. From what age to what age were you?
I don't even like thinking about this shit.
Okay.
So it's like,
would you prefer not to talk about it?
No. I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Don't talk about it.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Just in my own way. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're here.
Fuck, I shouldn't have smoked the spliff before this interview. You get what I'm saying? Because I just woke up, I'm groggy, and then I was like, ooh, early morning breakfast, and I hit the spliff a couple of times, and now I'm like fucking blank braining on stuff and moving the mic and hitting it with the cup and shit.
Yeah.
But I was in a relationship from like 19 to, it ended recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, how recently? Like,
yes.
How many months ago did it end?
Ooh.
Well, you said you were 21, so that's got to be this year.
Yeah, it's got to be very recent.
Yeah. Probably like,
there she
like
is.
3 months ago.
There she is. She's going to get you.
I would hope not. I would hope not. To be honest.
Yeah. I went through a bad breakup last year myself.
My shit was like mind altering for
real. Oh my God.
I believe you.
It happens.
I went in with like a Cat in the Hat vibe. And then I came out and I feel like Taxi Driver now. To be honest. To be completely honest with you. That shit is just to keep it so.
I would love to see a remake of Taxi Driver with you as the lead.
Oh, you would be.
I would love that.
Every muscle must be tight. That was my favorite line.
Yeah. Oh my God.
More questions about it? I got stuff.
Okay. Can I ask who prompted the breakup? Did you?
It was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to make a sacrifice to stack some paper. I'm trying to be successful.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. It's like being in a relationship is expensive. I relate to that.
It's not necessarily that, you know, because I feel like the experience that I provide makes you know, women make me the passenger princess.
You know what I'm saying? I need to know what you mean by that.
I know what he means.
I'm just so cute and free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's the beneficiary.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm like it's like a cuddly creature. I'm like a mogwai.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. What is a mogwai?
A gremlin.
Oh,
the gremlins was the bad ones.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't watch any I don't watch anything that isn't like a gay TV.
Do you know what's crazy? Is
have
that
you seen Pose?
What?
Oh yeah,
Pose.
I like Pose.
Oh, Pose.
That's a good show. Pose yeah, that's a really good show.
The cinematography and that shit is crazy.
Yeah. But very I don't watch a lot of like anime or
you watch
cartoons.
Anime?
I've been like chilling out on that shit more so recently. You know, I feel like it's too much. I gotta live real life.
Mm. Yeah, you can get too much of anything.
I do think so, but you know, like
it's hard to go too because like an anime is like you either get so deep or you don't watch it at all because it's like it's so many episodes. It's kind of hard to form an addiction.
I'm not gonna lie, like I don't have like the mental processing to watch some shit that like is. Above all else about friendship for 300 episodes.
Yeah. Wait, push the mic out just a little bit. Perfect. Yeah, I want it still directed towards you.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Because we want to hear. So you're a mugwai, which I don't know what that is, but you're that.
It's a cuddly creature.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Is that the good form of the gremlins?
Yeah. The evil ones is the ones you feed after dark.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Saying yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
So, but this relationship transformed you.
Yeah.
What were the actions that took place that transformed you?
Yo, listen, man, like I'm really just now going back there.
Right.
Yeah.
That shit is like insidious. Like you feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the other place. You feel me?
Yes. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's I know like, exactly what you mean.
You Thanks. Fall in love with someone and then it's like neither of you are bad people necessarily, but it just becomes this like if two people are bad for each other, it's really really hard to you lose your goddamn mind.
Yeah, 100%. That's what happens. Yeah, like you're just staring at a person and you're just looking like, damn, like I don't know if when I wake up, I just want to be looking at this. Like I got to do something. Like
yeah,
and those leads to breakup. It's like. It was a lot of like, you know, a lot of things said, you know, like she, I feel like my thing is like a lot of the, you know, women that I'm interested in, I feel like are like smarter than me, you know, despite the fact that I may speak like, you know, eloquently or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I'm an astute young man. Like the women that I'm, you feel me, are very, very big brain.
Oh yeah,
I'm the same way. I like women who are way smarter than me.
Oh, I do too. It's the best.
I've always said like, Hooters being a place full of people with their tits out doesn't make sense to me. Hooters should be a place where women journal. Then I'd be turned off.
That's pretty funny. Yo, I've never had like any type of will to go to Hooters. You get what I'm saying?
Nor have I. It's not too. Desires that coincide, wanting to have dinner, but also by women who have like their tits
like
out.
Wings and titties. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Each like, of those on their own, great.
Maybe I'm just outside the matrix. You get what I'm saying? Because that's just
true.
That's just not a combo that I even need to go together. Like, Yeah. One at a time, for real.
They rebranded Hooters. It's like a, well, maybe not all of them, but I remember last time I went.
What's it was a 501c4 now?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit. They're wearing
trench coats now.
Yeah, it's like nautical themed. It's like, they still have their boobs out, but there's like surfboards and stuff. Because I think they're trying to make it less about like misogyny, more about relaxing. But I think it should be about boobs again.
But boobs are great.
But
isn't it like turning the whole theme of the restaurant to being wet, like even worse?
Mm. Ooh, very true. I didn't think of that.
I'm thinking about how that, like, it should, like, an owl is not even sexual. Like,
that is true.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, like at all. Like, I mean, I guess there's two O's in the who.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's also just like the phrase of calling boobs Hooters.
Yeah.
When I come, I say whoop whoop.
Yeah.
And then my head turns around 180 degrees.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. Like, if you could really, like, because I just envision you doing that.
Yeah.
That'd be so, like.
Wait, what are you envisioning? So you're having sex with Gabby.
And then just the whole cranium just spins.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
Would that make you be like, oh, I'm ready to go again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. Yeah.
If anything, marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Isn't this beautiful?
If that was possible. Yeah.
I've always been looking for someone to turn my head all the way around. But what if my head gets stuck in the back? Like, would you marry someone where it's...
Well, then you could do doggy, but still have eye contact.
No, don't say that. That's horrifying. That's terrifying. Doing doggy and then the full face is looking at you.
Yeah.
Then you would always be able to smell your own shit. So I don't think I could do that. Like, that's just... I don't think that'd be good for your mind.
Oh, no. I don't think it's a good idea.
If your head was, like, backwards, it was stuck. Yeah.
Makes me wonder about Voldemort, because he had the face here and the face there.
I'm not gonna lie. Pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You could see everything.
Imagine being able to tell someone off with two faces.
Yeah. for the price of one.
Negotiate in a business with two places.
Yeah.
Mm. Two faces.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
You're
yeah.
Like, oh, can I get this for 25?
No.
Can I do 20?
That'd be good. Yeah, you could really barter. And then the other face comes in like, okay, this other face was good cop. I'm coming in bad cop.
Every time it will work because it'd be so overwhelming.
Yeah, that was literally a character in the Lego movie. Great movie. Where Liam Neeson was
I'm not going to
Lego movie was great.
That was a great movie.
I don't really remember it. I don't really remember it.
Oh, you got to rewatch it. It was a beautiful movie.
I'm more of a Ratatouille guy.
You're a Ratatouille. Yeah. That's an amazing movie.
Those are kind of on a binary, Ratatouille and the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love both. I'm bi.
Beautiful.
That's deep. I mean,
it's not.
Truth to power, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was empowering. Yeah. I felt it was very empowering.
So I still want to know your daily routine. So. Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
No, seriously, I want your full day, man.
I'm so sorry, but
you're doing fine.
Conversations with me, just this is how.
Dude, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. Please don't be anxious.
You never really know.
We're here for the journey you take us on, but we've got you. All right. So you're selling stuff. You're hustling. You go out. You experience some art. What happens later in your day?
I try to eat.
That's good. What do you like to eat? What are your favorite meals?
Eat, like, different stuff. Like,
yeah,
not
very
to
good.
Be cliche, but I'm a chicken guy.
That's
I'm
fine.
A chicken guy. Yeah.
Chicken's beautiful. How do you like your chicken? What?
You know, before I even say anything, people usually would assume it's fried. I don't know why.
You were like leading him to that.
Yeah, I don't know why they.
Oh no, I meant like, what do you like to have with it?
I enjoy baked chicken.
Okay,
but
that's breaking stereotypes.
Yeah, right. Grill it up.
I enjoy fried chicken.
I like fried chicken as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that that's a stereotype when it's just a really good popular thing.
Everybody likes fried chicken.
Yeah,
you got to be some type of like goblin or some shit.
Yeah,
there's no way
true.
You don't like that. Shit.
Yeah.
It's just one of those foods. It's like, I'm trying to think of something that, like, fried chicken is just, like, the best.
Mm. Yeah.
How often do you have it?
I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. Would it be crazy as fuck to say every day? Like,
wow.
Would it be crazy to say every day?
It's a little crazy, but I respect it.
It, I mean, at some point, yeah, you get it in there. To be honest, and it's just so like fast. You could get fried chicken easily.
Yeah,
now, I like chicken with bones in it though. I'm very weird about chicken with bones.
I'm the exact opposite. I love bone in, and then cracking open the chicken bone so you can get the marrow.
Oh, my mom likes doing that shit. That's like some Sasquatch shit. You know some Sasquatch.
That's what I'm on, man. That's what I'm on.
Holy shit.
I have a feeling, Lucas, if you could, you would just eat bones.
Not just.
You
no.
would like lick marrow.
I'm not gonna lie. I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
Not even for survival.
I am a forager. Yeah. I like foraging.
He likes to forage.
That would be wavy.
He like searches for mushrooms in random.
Not mushrooms. Not mushrooms. I'm not experienced enough in mushrooms, and that's very that you need to really know your stuff, and I don't know my stuff enough. But I like picking ramps. They're a kind of wild onion. Oh. Also, there's onion grass that grows everywhere,
you're really picking shit out the ground.
I am, man.
That's crazy.
I make kimchi out of it.
Wow.
Dude.
Kimchi?
Yeah.
Don't you have to like pickle that shit?
Yeah.
You gotta pickle kimchi?
Yeah.
You pickle it?
Yeah, dude. You make a little brine, chili, salt, fucking.
I cannot believe you're fucking making kimchi. Like, this is just so crazy to me.
Why is that crazy?
I'm just like.
Dude, it's not that hard. You like put everything together and then you just like seal it and then you like open it so the gas can escape every day, but it kind of takes care of itself.
It would be crazy to me if out of this conversation, Michael became like the kimchi guy.
Isn't kimchi good? Isn't it good?
So we're going to go back to the last relationship because my ex-girlfriend was Asian.
Okay.
So I did have kimchi.
Yes.
I don't really remember it though. You feel me?
Okay, that's fair.
Not really the craziest fan.
Fair enough.
The other cuisines.
Yeah. I'm
very big fan of.
What are you a fan of? What do you like?
She made some Mongolian chicken one time.
Ooh, I don't even know this.
So she could cook. Amazing.
She made cornbread from scratch.
Wow.
Yes.
No How was way. It? How was it?
Amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
That shit was ridiculous.
It hurts more when they make really good food.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, bro. It felt like I was gonna stop Asian hate. Like by myself.
Yeah.
By myself.
And I believe it.
The love that I had, you know, like waking up and then there's just a fucking cornbread like whole thing.
Yeah.
In a toaster oven.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like compliments. To a chef from a mountain country? Come on, yo. How she even knew how to do that? Just mad shit. She would go on YouTube
and
start chefing it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Never tasted bad.
How'd you guys meet?
Do you know Queen shit?
Yeah.
Living in Queen, like, voice crack.
You're a growing boy. You're a growing boy.
I'm getting nervous about it because, like, I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, we met through a friend of mine I had in special ed, right?
Okay.
He told her about me, and I guess she liked what she heard. She herself was never in special ed, but it was like she picked me. You get what I'm saying?
Nice.
Aww. She's like, oh, okay. This guy.
Was she going through everyone in special ed?
I would hope not. I was the only choice. I think maybe. Like,
I think
low
so.
Because she knew him. I'm like, how? You get what I'm saying? Like,
they could just be friends. That's fine.
Well, he was the person that I think the guy who told her this was like asexual.
You feel me? Okay.
With my son a lot. Yeah, I'm trying not to say no names. But like,
you don't meet that many asexuals these days.
Yeah, he just didn't give off like a sexual energy.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ever think.
Yeah.
I was just more like, how did Ja meet? Because I don't think he ever left like special ed. Like,
that's true. Maybe she was looking around. But she chose you.
And I didn't even go to school with her.
Yeah. So what was your first date?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, there wasn't really a first date.
Okay.
She invited me over to the house, right? And then she was like, yo, stay over, right? And then she's like, yo, like, okay, so where are you gonna sleep? And I'm like, oh, I sleep on the floor. She's like, yo, you wanna sleep in a bed?
She wanted to test if you were a gentleman and offer some space, and then she
She wanted to fuck him.
No, but then why did she ask, where are you going to sleep? Because it was a test.
Okay. Also, she did. She put on something crazy.
Mm-hmm. What'd she do?
She put on a crazy fit. So when she asked me that, I already knew what time it was.
Yeah.
I already knew what
time it was. Like, she lived in Harlem, and I lived in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
If you invite me over here to spend the night, we weren't crocheting. You get what I'm saying? She didn't invite me over to.
At least not with yarn.
I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about, like, how that might have, like, a sexual connotation, low-key. But I don't really, like. It's an interesting one.
Me neither. I can't believe
it. It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting tangled up with each other?
Is that how I have sex?
You're saying you don't have sex like a bunch of strings.
Don't overanalyze a bad riff of mine. Don't have.
No. Because I play ball.
He's playing ball, Lucas. You threw it out there.
I'm more normal. Is that?
He's not a crocheter. He's a cross stitcher.
Oh.
What is that? Wait, what does that mean?
Talk about.
Okay, it's like a little. It's almost like a drum with like some fabric on it.
Oh yeah, you've seen it's like a wooden circle with like a sheet of fabric, and then you stitch into it. You've seen it. You've seen like old cartoons where someone is like sitting in a rocking chair and just going through this thing. It's like a. You've seen it.
I'll pull up a photo.
Oh, we got visuals. Okay, this is good.
We got everything, man.
This is good.
Cross stitching. What if it was just porn?
Can I ask? Since this breakup, have you been dating at all?
I'm not gonna lie. It feels like my Riz has been murdered in the Bronx. You get what I'm saying?
This is the cross stitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. He's like, that's what I do. That's
No. I know somebody that does that.
Yeah.
Really?
You feel me? Okay. Yeah, like some person that's in Amsterdam right now.
Mm.
Always.
It's always the Dutch.
Pretty cool artist that I know. I don't think she is like Dutch herself. But she's out there.
She's out there.
Yeah, she's practicing.
Yeah, by proxy.
Conversion.
Yeah. So what happened to your Riz?
Yeah, where's your Riz?
It's just like, bro, like, after 2 years of being in a relationship,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be 100. Being a cutie patootie, that shit don't matter if you're very, very eccentric. Cause I don't know how to, like, bro, I just. You feel me? Like, now I'm in the DMs being like, you're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No follow-up. No follow-up at all.
It's just a shrug. Yeah.
No follow-up. Yeah. I swear to God. Like, even when I get a good reception, you know? Because I realize, like, you know, there's a lot of... The shorties, like, they'll link. But then I'm like, I'm just so anxious. I can't, you know, like, I can't invite you back to my house. I'm scared.
Oh, so you go out, but then on the course of the day, you're just like, oh, I can't do this.
I'm so anxious. Like, I'm not going to lie. I linked this one girl recently, right? There was this homeless dude hitting, like, a computer, like, far. Like, he was down the street while we were waiting for a bus. He was hitting a computer with a chair, right? And I just got so scared.
That's how you DM.
So scared. I'm 100% sure.
Wait, what was he? Was it a laptop?
It was like he was hitting the screen and screaming down the street. I was on 70.
Was he like punching it? Did he have a bat?
No,
maybe
he had a chair and he was hitting it and screaming at the screen, right? And I.
Why won't it work?
I was just fucking getting so anxious. I was so scared. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's scary. That is scary.
I like kind of like got behind her low key.
Uh-huh.
And I know she was thinking.
You hid behind her?
I know she was thinking, my pussy is so dry. It is so dry. And I can't do nothing with this. She was actually supposed to come to my house. And then that happened.
And then she was like, nah.
And then, bro, that happened. We went to get empanadas, and I know the whole time she was just thinking about me getting behind her when the homeless guy was hitting the fucking computer with the chair and screaming. And I was like, yo, like, and then I tried to save it by, like, you know, getting in front of her and being like, oh, yo, like, yo, like, I wouldn't let it, because he started walking this way. And I'm like, fuck, I can't. I got to lock in.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the whole time I'm standing there, homeless guy completely walks by us. Oh, shit, my fault. Completely walks by us. Doesn't even fucking look at me because he's in his own fucking, he's in his own, like, world.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
whole time. I don't even think he looked over. I just got scared because he was screaming.
Right.
And
which is understandable. Very understandable.
You know, I like, you feel me? Maybe I'm just ass, but I was in front of her, and then she's just unbudging, standing there. Such a strong woman. I like strong women.
Right? That's beautiful. That's so nice.
And I'm like, oh, like, I know that killed it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, I'm a meme sender.
That's great.
Well, that's great.
That's wonderful.
It's funny. It's funny memes. But it's like, certain, like, okay, certain people, right? I won't even speak to them. They'll right. just be bad, and I'd be like, yo, let me send her the cat picture. man, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm just being real with y'all. Like,
yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm glad you are.
I opened up now.
I'm so glad yeah. you're so.
This is where the stream of consciousness exists.
This oh, is my great. Goodness. This yeah. is great.
So, what are your favorite memes?
Oh man, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's the type of memes that people would look at and be like, yo, might be a little schizophrenic. You feel me?
Okay.
Just a tiny
okay.
bit. Cause it'd be some shit of like. Like, okay, so recently, you fuck the phone. I'm not even going to pick
fuck
it up.
Fuck the phone.
We're locked in.
We're locked in.
There's this meme that came out recently. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it's LeBron, like, appearing into the frame, and it's just a picture of him with mad light behind him, and, like, the song You Are My Sunshine is playing. Most fried shit of all time. But it makes me laugh.
Yeah, but I love a deep fried meme. I love them.
Like when I see, and then you look at the comments, and then it's like, oh, I just love you so much, Bronny. When you took those championships for Cleveland, and then you left, my heart was just, I could never look at you the same. And then it just hurts me so much that Bronny gets to call you father. It gets deep. It gets deep as fuck.
Oh my god!
I'm just swiping through these. I'm like, yo, people are fucking crazy, but. I'm seeing this though, so I'm somehow on that spectrum. Somehow.
What's Bronny James's deal again?
You asking if he's single?
No, not like single, but
what's his deal?
I know I've only heard tell, but I know nothing of him.
I don't. I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably the only black person that has never had hoop dreams.
Interesting.
Never hoop, like I never wanted to fucking play basketball. You know,
yeah.
I never wanted to dribble on the court.
Have you played?
I have. I'm dirt.
You're dirt.
I'm
okay.
dirt. I'm dirt at that shit. I was on a team with Carmelo Anthony's fucking nephew when I was younger because my uncle, he had a basketball league that he yeah. did or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere in Brooklyn, deep or whatever. But it was like nice and a yeah. lot of people of renown had came. Bro, I was the point guard. They never passed me the fucking ball.
Oh.
Never passed. I didn't give a fuck. It was lit. I was happy to be out.
Yeah.
Happy to be
yeah.
out.
I was running around playing.
My mom saw me on the court.
Yeah.
I used to play basketball when I was little, and I would play a lot of defense because I liked hitting people.
You were playing D?
I was one of those like four fouls, like sometimes foul out girlies.
Mm.
I was just thinking about how, like, I heard that, but I was just thinking about how, like, funny it is that people say playing D. Like,
yeah.
Just, that in general, and then I got stuck on that. I don't know what a foul out is though.
Yeah. Oh, it's like you get five fouls and then you're out of the game. You hit someone by accident or you body check them.
I'm so far from like basketball. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And so am I.
Okay, twin.
All right.
Yes. Well, I one thing I want to ask. So you mentioned that you like it when a gal is smarter than you. What are other qualities you like in someone? And if someone was trying to flirt with you, what would work on you?
I'm going to answer your latter question first. That means second, right?
Yes. Yes.
Just making sure. just be nice. Just great. Be nice for real.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just be nice. I'm not even gonna lie. If you look like Ice Spice, that help.
Yeah. Oh, you like Ice Spice. She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's a celebrity crush for you.
Not all of y'all. Yeah, I don't know, share the same sentiments about.
I like her. I don't know if she's my celebrity crush.
I wouldn't say she's my celebrity crush. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, yeah, obviously she's like super attractive. But
also I'm a little older than you, so it's not.
She's also like, she's a little bit young. You that's the thing. Like
that. Okay.
She's a little bit young for me.
What about I'm trying to think. Who was that lady in Vampire in Brooklyn? Cuz that she was bad.
Vampire
Angela Bassett.
Oh yeah. She's gorgeous.
She's really hot. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Gabrielle absolutely. Union.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yep. Yes. Am I speaking to y'all?
Right? Yeah. Oh yeah, you are.
Now
oh yeah, yeah.
Now okay. You're talking. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I like Rashida Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me again.
I'm a fan of Salma Hayek.
Baddie.
Yeah. Baddie. Rashida Jones. She's in the Parks and Rec. She plays like the best friend.
Okay.
Yeah, she's okay. On those Zenni Optical posters on the subway.
Can't lie, I think I know who you're talking about now. But haven't seen Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
Community have seen that, but not Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's super cute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm into like the older like regal types, like Sarah Paulson. Do you know who she is? I'll show you her.
Give me a role she's done.
I'll pull up a picture.
She's been in a bunch of like the American Horror Stories.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking. Are you talking about like she's usually like a main character?
This woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah. I like the older cheekbones.
Yeah.
Love when they read books.
That's a kind of beauty I could appreciate mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
I feel like you can tell a lot about someone from the films that they watch.
Yes.
Those are some fucking, like, great films, but very fucking weird.
Yeah. Mm. I've actually never seen American Pie.
Nor have I.
A dude, I think a dude fucks a pie in that.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. That we know.
That's like the
whole thing of the movie.
It's kind of the only thing that happens.
Like, what did you say?
I said it's kind of the only thing that happens.
Is it?
I've never seen it, but.
There's like a whole movie around that.
Here's what I don't understand. How does the pie not fall apart?
Oh, it does.
And isn't it like a hot pie? I hope it's not like a hot pie.
Like piping hot. You don't want no. What's it if you had to fuck a pie, what temperature would you want it at?
Warm, but like a little bit more on a like kind of heated up side.
Yeah.
I'm thinking cheesecake. Cheesecake would hit. Like pie wouldn't even be that crazy. I'm pretty sure if you stuck your beef in a cheesecake, that would hit.
Yeah.
That would hit.
Hey, you're a scientist.
I come from a line of experimenters.
Yes. This is very true.
That's crazy.
And cheers to that.
Cheers to that. We have some listeners that we would like you to.
Oh yeah, we have some questions for you that were sent in by listeners.
Yes.
If you'd like, a couple of the questions were sent in on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm also excited
if there's any new ones.
Yes. All right. Name one celebrity who aged like milk.
I'm thinking right now. I'm going through the list. Damn, I was gonna say Willem Dafoe, but I feel like he's always looked like a
girl. He's always had an aged look. Yeah,
he's always looked like
I
that.
I fuck with my son though. He get fly. You know, your ugly points go down if you get fly. Let me think. Aged like milk.
Yeah.
Damn, I got a who like. Spike Lee. Spike Lee.
Whoa.
Spike Lee. I think he's handsome.
I think he aged all right.
Spike Lee looks like a fucking tortoise in the face. Is that?
Oh, then I like a tortoise.
Okay. I guess those are cute animals. Those are cute animals. But I don't know. Let me not be so harsh on Spike Lee.
Okay.
I'm just hating because he's closer to Ice Spice than I am. I heard he putting her in a movie.
Really?
Kelly.
Whoa.
I heard that. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I once hired a TaskRabbit who said that his regular job was working on like the light crew for Spike Lee.
Oh, word.
He said he's like such a nice dude.
That's nice. I'm
and
glad.
And then he gets
Spike Lee?
Yeah, he gets the whole crew out like on time, and especially when there's like a big Knicks game, like the crew always knows they're going to get out early cuz he needs to be
right.
There.
That's nice. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear he's a respectful collaborator.
Yeah.
I met Spike Lee. I didn't get that vibe.
Interesting.
Didn't get that
what
vibe.
What was the setting?
It was at a pop-up shop. You had to pay for an item to take a picture with him, but I get that. They usually do that shit.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem happy to see people. Mm. I mean, in my picture, I had my elbow on his fucking knee. So, like, I get how you would be tight at that. But there's just a picture of him looking at me like very angrily.
That's so
funny. Yeah, that was my
experience. I love you meeting celebrities.
Yeah.
I love
it. Because the fact that Shia LaBeouf gave you his number, that's wild.
I think it's because we're both weird niggas.
Yeah, I think so too.
He was like, yo.
I think he saw kinship with you.
He definitely did.
Yeah. He 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
He's like, your vibe is my vibe. He's like, twin them.
I love that. Buddy cop comedy. Well, he's canceled. Okay, somebody's asking, how do I get a boyfriend? Oh, and this person is gay, a gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know if that changes the advice. Please advise. I guess you wouldn't know much about how a gay dude gets a boyfriend. I don't know either.
I think I could help, though.
Oh, yes. Go really? On.
Every time a gay person has came on to me, I've had that shit on. Mm-hmm. I've had that drip on. You know?
Oh.
Fit went crazy.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So
focus on how you, really focus on how you appear.
Yeah.
If you're a gay man, put some fly shit on.
Absolutely.
You
know? This
get
is good.
Out there, go dancing. I feel like you're destined to meet somebody. Like,
that's a great advice.
I'm telling you, like, I just feel like, I feel like it would be like, maybe I don't know, but I feel like it would be easier to, like, if you were going after the same sex, to have sex with the same sex, like, I would think.
Mm.
You know, I don't know, but I would think. Like, I
sometimes it's hard for me with women, because I don't want to come on too strong, because I feel like guys already come on so strong to them all the time.
The reason why I would think that it'd be easier is because, like, you know, you would understand them more. Like, you wake up in that, you know, body every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to think if something just flew in my face. I don't know what that was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no,
the gay agenda.
Don't apologize for that. I don't think it was that. But fucking like, I would just think, because you would understand the person more.
Hmm.
Kind of even maybe like if there's those things like, you know, hormonal inclinations, like, you know, maybe you meet a guy with your same vibe that wants to like chop wood. If you like chopping wood, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true. Gay guys in small towns, it's like that. They'll just chop wood together.
You can meet somebody who's kind of on your same, like, architect, like, energy or whatever. I feel like if I was a dude who, like, met a shorty that was into chopping wood, like, we'd be similar, but, like, still, like, you know, different in the way that we go about it. You know, like,
maybe.
I feel like, are you chopping wood?
Am I chopping wood? That was a fucking random example.
No, but you're chopping wood now. You are chopping wood now.
Now you're chopping wood.
Yeah.
I don't see you as a lumberjack type.
Is that like,
you're more of a chiller.
Is yeah.
that a euphemism?
No.
No. Okay. Just chopping wood.
Because I'm trying to just regularly chopping wood. Okay.
Yeah, you're not chopping wood.
I'm just using that as an example.
Right. Yeah. I feel you.
You know, like maybe I know women are better at math. Right, so like if you're like a mathematician and a girl, you meet another lesbian who's in algebra 2, maybe.
I love that theory that women are a lot of people think men are better at math.
That I feel like that maybe is true, but I feel like that shit is cap. I feel like
I think so too.
Yeah,
I believe anything you say.
I'm 100% on board.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, but we're coming towards the end of the episode, I believe.
Yeah.
We should. We have a couple things that we want to ask you as we come towards the end, which
I'm
is...
so excited.
Well, we're very excited and we're very glad that you came. A couple things. We have self-perception corner first up, which is where we ask our guests to describe how they believe they're perceived by other people. And then we say how we actually perceive you.
Oh, I like this one. I like this one. Because a lot of niggas be saying, I give Hebrew Israelite. And I hate that so much.
I kind of see it. I get it.
I do see it a little bit. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Fuck, like, okay, like, I hope that means Malcolm X vibe, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I think people perceive me as whimsical, you know? The people that I'm closest to, they think I'm cute. I'm going to keep coming back to that because I want to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be known. I'm like aloof. I'm aloof, you know? I could think about stuff and be like very just stare off in the distance sometimes. I take long to get ready, but that's because like I like to brush my teeth and wash my face.
That's good.
I like to get every crevice. I'm quite wholesome. I make people near me feel good.
These are very good answers. You are very whimsical. You always wear the best hats.
Thank you.
You got a lot of good hats.
Thank you so much.
A lot of real good hats that just make you go,
huh. Yeah.
Want to know the secret behind the hat?
What's the secret?
I'll be having bad hair days.
That is a secret.
No, but what's the secret to finding such good hats?
Every single hat that I have gotten that's fire, someone has given to me.
Oh.
So the secret is being charming and endearing, and people will just give you stuff.
Is that why people do that?
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You, okay. Yeah. You just charm the crap out of people.
You are. You are very charming.
I want people to like put you in a movie with no script and just like let you cook.
Just let you do whatever. That's kind of what we wanted. We were like, we were literally thinking, we'll just throw anything at Michael and it's going to be good.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We definitely did. So, I think that's kind of what my perception is like, yeah, at first I kind of thought the Hebrew Israelite thing, like kind of preacher vibe, but then I see him like, oh, he's just a goofy guy, like having fun, like definitely always thinking, always considering new things. And yeah, I think just like throwing you in a movie and letting you kind of talk and experience life, like I would love to see that.
Man, that shit would be fire.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I like that.
We got another segment. This one's a little sillier.
What's up?
You could go any which way with it. Mm-hmm. It's called Prophecy Corner. We want to know where you think you'll be in 5 years. And it doesn't have to be a real answer. You could just go crazy with
it. Not to toot my own horn.
You toot your own horn.
Toot it.
I'm thinking up. I'll be up.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll be doing stuff.
I thought you meant
you're going to be in a house with a bunch of balloons and are talking dog.
People see stuff like that and be like, he's Illuminati, you know? They'll see, that'll be like little hints, but really I won't. I'll just be a fun individual. Actually, what I've always thought about is doing what Michael Jackson did, but without any allegations ever coming to my name. Because
I would have said without touching any kids.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds bad. Yeah, that does sound bad. I'm still like.
You mean without touching any kids?
Yeah. Essentially is what I mean.
That's what you mean.
Because the reason why I said allegations is because he made human nature. I still don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fully comment because I don't want to discredit the people.
Right.
If it truly did happen. But that music is like MK Ultra when it comes to not really believing that shit.
Mm.
Like, just a little bit for me.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm trying to be there. And 5 years is a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of time to, you know, get there. But, like, think about it. If it wasn't, like, let's say he really didn't do that, right? Let's say he really didn't, like, let's exist in a universe where he didn't do it at all.
Okay.
Him helping out sickly children and shit like that, like I just would have their parents there, like I couldn't, that would be the one thing, you get what I'm saying?
Right. Of
yeah,
course. Yeah,
that would be the one thing.
I see many wild things in your future. Michael, where can people find you to see these wild things?
You can find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Right. on Instagram. I'm gonna start posting comedy clips.
What's your handle? Share your handle.
It's Michael 2 Millions to the number, but I'm still not dead set on that name yet. So that's why I said, if you type in Michael Green, I think it'll pop up. But there are a lot of Michael Green. So
that's a pretty common name. Yeah. It's a pretty easy name. Yeah.
I feel like as time goes on, the more people that type in that, they'll just start finding me more. Mm. Well, that's my prophecy.
Yes. SEO.
Search engine optimization.
What type of code and shit? We didn't talk about that. That would have been.
It's like how close to the top do you appear when someone searches for something similar to you?
Okay, I know.
If you have good search engine optimization, you come right at the top.
I'm in tune with HFX.
Yeah. you're doing it. You're doing you the KPI. 100%. All of the above.
All of it.
I think in terms of my plugs, when does this come out? A couple weeks. Doing a show in Connecticut. It's a benefit show. Going to be headlining it, doing a long set. Otherwise, Lucas and I have big news coming out soon. Stay tuned
for that.
That's all for me.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much all for me. I have a headlining show at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. That's at the end, towards the end of May. I'm also going to be at the Rogue Island Comedy Festival in Rhode Island. I'm going to be there. I've got some dates here in New York. I will have more that I will be sharing about.